This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs in southern Allegheny County. This morning, we're talking about an exciting new initiative in our diocesan preschools and kindergartens, the Early Childhood Badging Program. It's a brand new way to help our youngest learners succeed in these very formative foundational years. First, I want to give a big shout out to our generous sponsors, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, for supporting our program. Their support helps us to continue sharing the stories of faith, education, and service. And joining us in studio this morning is returning radio star guest with me, Susie Leapshire, the Director of Curriculum and Assessment for the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and Kimberly Stevenson, who is the principal of John F. Kennedy Catholic Elementary School in Washington, Washington County. So Susie and Kimberly, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And you guys are returning stars, so you're familiar with the studio. So great to have you back on the program here this morning. Susie, let's start with you. Can you introduce us to badging? What exactly is badging, and why is this being introduced, and how is it different from the traditional report cards that we're familiar with past generations? I remember those report cards.
Sure, absolutely. So badging is a child-friendly system of recognizing and celebrating student learning in preschool and kindergarten, celebrating those student milestones. Instead of, like you said, only relying on a traditional report card, children earn badges that represent skills they've mastered. They have badges for academic, social, emotional, and spiritual areas, and things like counting to 10 or identifying their ABCs or reading 50 sight words. And each badge is concrete and easy for those kids to understand. What we remember about a traditional report card is it can be overarching or ambiguous for a parent. They may not understand what it means for a student to understand number sense, but they do understand these badges, and so do kids.
Badging. Now, I remember those good old Catholic school report cards. They were like cardboard, because I went to St. Norbert's in Overbrook, and the teachers actually hand wrote in them A, B, C, or no, they were numbers, 1, 2, or 3, or 4. And you got a 4, that wasn't good. You wanted to get the ones. And then badging, I'm thinking, I'm an Eagle Scout, so Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, getting badges. I like that. It's more of a rewarding thing versus the traditional numbers. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Kimberly, I'm going to bring you in for being the kindergarten and preschool for your youngsters at JFK. How is this badging being implemented at your school?
It's been very well received. The students absolutely love it. And I think, as you said, Father, a badge, they are familiar with earning a badge. So it gives them an idea of what they are working toward. And when they achieve that, they are so very excited. And some of the badges that they do, they actually reward them as a group. Mm. So once all of them learn to unload and load their backpack, then they all get that badge, and it's a group celebration. Others are individual as they learn, because the goal is to get them through all of the badges by the end of the school year and not necessarily so many each 9 weeks. But it's been well received by the teachers, the students, and the parents.
Is there like a chart or a poster that shows like how many badges that they can earn and which ones they can? Is there like some type of roadmap for that?
Or? There is. There's a wonderful book that Susie created, and it has the list of the badges with the pictures. And as they achieve them, they actually get a sticker that they lay over that.
Okay.
Badge in the book.
And I like the team effort too. So it's not just individual. I'm working for the grade or the badge, so to speak, but we're all in this together.
Yes.
Susie, can you tell our listeners, how did this ever come about? Like, how did you bring this about to
first? So we were invited to Elizabeth Ford School District. Mm.
I heard of that place.
I was just going to say, I heard you mention that earlier. I met with Dr. Bart Rocco from the University of Pittsburgh, who introduced me to Dr. Brad Samala from Elizabeth Ford School District. He is the principal at one of their elementary schools. And I talked to Dr. Bart Rocco and Dr. Brad Samala about their badging program in Elizabeth Ford. I think they were some of the pioneers with badging. It has spread across the country. Schools are badging, Catholic and public schools. But we had a wonderful opportunity to go out and visit at Elizabeth Ford last year. We took administrators and teachers to visit, and were able to go inside the kindergarten classrooms, observe as the kindergarten teachers were badging with students, and then meet with Dr. Samala, who did a wonderful job explaining all the benefits and everything that happened within Elizabeth Ford School District as they kicked off badging. I think it was back in 2017
they started that. Yes. Wow, that's great. And my neck of the woods, that's my territory, Elizabeth Ford and South Allegheny School District. So I want to, both of you, I asked this question. You've both been outstanding in the field of education for the long time, and I know you're excited about this. So how does this help strengthen the communication between the teachers, the parents, and even our little youngsters? Kimberly, you want to first respond to that?
Yes. I mean, it definitely puts safety nets in place. Mm. So we're making sure that we're catching the children. If we see that they're still maybe halfway through the school year and not recognizing numbers from 1 to 20, the teachers then are going to pull and work with them, small group, progress monitor, to get them on track. The more safety nets you have in place, the more successful the children are, because there's no gaps in their education. Mm. Because usually once 2 years pass and that gap's not closed, you're not closing it. So it's very important that we are meeting our kids where they are.
Identify it early, catch it early. So
yes.
If there is some extra attention or needing TLC, you can pinpoint that sooner rather than later.
Exactly. And parents see where they are. Yeah. They know now they're working on this badge. They can help them at home.
Sure. You want to add that, Susie?
That's a key piece to it, Kim, what you just said, because our teachers were always focused on these individual skills and milestones that the children were working toward. But when we relayed that information to parents many times, they were those overarching statements like I mentioned before. Now that they have these specific milestones, parents can see the badge books, know what skills their students are working toward. Our hope, and we've seen this coming to life, that they are really part of that process. Instead of demonstrates number sense, they know what 10 skills those children need to be able to demonstrate that number sense, and they can work with them at home. So I think that's an important piece of this parent communication.
I like that idea to get the parents more involved in it earlier rather than later. So it's kind of like sending those progress reports homes or meet the teacher halfway through. Tommy's having some problems in math or science, or he's not paying attention, then if you work on it a little bit earlier, then pinpoint it, and it gets the parents more involved with that, and that would help the teachers too.
Yes, exactly. And
so what are the teachers saying about this?
My teachers have embraced
really?
It. They really enjoy it. I have a brand new teacher this year, and it's so clean and cut and dry. He knows exactly what he needs to be working on. And it just adds, I think, excitement to the classroom, you know, that badging and rewarding the children. We all know when we work for something and we get acknowledged, it makes us feel good. And those teachers are doing that on a daily basis.
Absolutely,
with these children.
Good, especially the new ones too. Now, Susie, this is another beautiful and very important part of our Catholic school kiddos. Tell us about the faith that's part of the badging program as well, because this sounds pretty interesting.
So faith is absolutely at the heart of this badging program as well. And to back up just a little bit, following that trip to Elizabeth Ford, our teachers worked. They started last February and worked through the summer, gave of their time. But we looked at what Elizabeth Ford had in place, and we knew that our badging system had to integrate faith, and that was an important piece of it. So we took from their expertise and implemented a program that captures their Catholic identity. For instance, a 3- and 4-year-old badge, their ability to make the sign of the cross to say the Hail Mary. And then there is also the spiritual piece and the faith formation social emotional checklist as well. So it's an integral part that the student knows all parts are important, not just the academics.
Are there any other dioceses doing this badging program, or is this a first for?
I am not aware in the state of Pennsylvania of any others, but across the country there are, yes.
Oh, okay, good. So we can actually pinpoint it, but locally in Western Pennsylvania, our neighboring diocese, maybe they can start it too. So that is great.
You know what else I think is great that Susie said? This is a teacher-created curriculum as well. They've had input in this. So they're buying into it because they know what works and what doesn't work in the classroom. And by having them on that team creating this badging program, they're very receptive to it.
That's good. That is really good. And I just think this is the first year for this. So you guys are like the trailblazers for that. So that's great. So I hope it catches on, and the more power to people to do that. So before we go, we have about 20 seconds left. So starting it out, and I know we're almost in the middle of the month of October. So far, so good at John F. Kennedy School with other, and are the other schools implementing this too?
Yes, all the schools
in Pittsburgh are on that. Great, good. Well, we have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish in Southern Allegheny County. Before we begin again our second segment, I want to give another big thank you out to our generous sponsors of this program, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Diocese of Pittsburgh. And we're continuing our conversation with Susie Leipscher, the Director of Curriculum and Assessment for the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and Kimberly Stevenson, the Principal of John F. Kennedy Catholic Elementary School in the city of Washington in Washington County. So we're talking about this new innovative early childhood badging program. It's hot off the presses. It's been rolled out for the first time in our Catholic preschool and kindergarten classrooms for the 2025-2026 school year. So Susie and Kimberly, how are the teachers responding now that they're beginning to implement the program? I know, Kimberly, you talked about your brand new teacher implementing, but how are the other ones reacting? We'll start with you, Kimberly.
I think the preschool teachers are really enjoying this as well, because their curriculum, they know what they need to teach, and it's through a lot of play and manipulation of manipulatives and things like that. And now they have more of a concrete curriculum that they can use with the kids, and they're very excited about it. So I think it's well received.
I can share too. We hosted a meeting yesterday. We had data day across the diocese, and the preschool and kindergarten teachers looked a little bit at data, but they also had a time to collaborate as a group. And we held a session where they could talk to one another. And the thing that I think is the nicest about having them come together is the support that they've been able to give one another. Sometimes in a Catholic school, there might only be one kindergarten teacher or one preschool teacher. So the ability for them all to come together as a team and talk about ways that they're implementing it, tips and tricks for badging in their own classrooms. It's kind of given them a sense of community between one another, and that's been nice, I think, as a whole.
Tips and tricks. I like that. And we have Halloween coming up.
That's
so
right.
Trick-or-treating, but you get your badge, right?
Yeah, very good. And Susie also shared with me that one of the teachers had added a badge. So that was pretty neat because she thought it's something that was important for her children. And so, you know, this, I think, is a growing curriculum. These badges can grow in number as teachers find more things that they want to make sure the children know.
That's great. And so the teachers are actually getting creative, too, of adding things on, too. So how are the parents and our little kiddos responding?
I'll share. We hosted a parent meeting at the beginning of the school year to kick it off with the Diocese of Pittsburgh, just so that didn't just fall on our schools to explain badging to parents. Mm-hmm. And the parents that we had were very supportive, lots of questions. I think anytime something's new, there are a lot of questions, but I think they were excited about a new program and really a focus on early childhood education, because so many times there's a lot of focus in a lot of areas, but our preschool and kindergarten, it's nice to shine light on, especially on our early learning. Mm-hmm. But Kim, you probably have some contact with parents.
Yes, and I think one thing that we did have to reassure them that we are still teaching the curriculum. They are learning what they need to learn. We're just doing it in a different way.
More creative
and
way.
Yes, yeah. Once they saw that and they understood, because in education there's so many buzzwords, right? Like number sense. Parents don't know what those words mean, but like, they know that we can count to 10 or we can skip count. They understand those terms, so it made it easier for them to understand.
I like, as a communication broadcasting major in college and now a radio host here on KDK, can you share some more examples of the kind of badges our children are working on? Like, paint a picture of what it looks like in the classroom.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So the badges are divided into different categories and groups, and they're all color-coded. So they have early literacy badges. They have their faith formation badges. They have their number sense badges, their math badges. Sorry, I'm stuck on number sense now. And they also have fine motor and gross motor badges as well. So kids are working toward all different things, making snips with scissors, packing their backpack, like Kim said before. They are working on early literacy skills. Can they say their ABCs? Can they read 50 sight words by the time they get to the end of kindergarten? And these badges all progress. Our preschool and kindergarten teachers sat down as a team. We have 3-year-old badges, 4-year-old badges, and then kindergarten badges. So each year builds on one another.
Yeah, and there's badges like a kindness badge, learning to work together. So we're teaching that collaboration very early because that's an important skill as they get older in their grades. Prayer leader, just a lot of different badges.
And so this is just preschool and kindergarten, obviously. So explain to our listeners this morning why it's important to have a badging program rather than the traditional report card.
I think the biggest reason why we found value in it when we went to Elizabeth Ford, we left with teachers who were excited, principals who were excited. Mm-hmm. It involves the child in that learning process. Before, there was a report card and there was a conference between a teacher and a parent, and the child's not really part of that. They don't, you know, they had a slash or a check or a plus for number sense, and that isn't meaningful to them. So now the child's part of this equation. They see their sticker book. I mean, any child loves a sticker book, and they know they want to earn their stickers. They're part of, they're understanding what their mission is. So I think that that's a big part of it, is having the child be a part of that learning process.
Instead of just top down. Yeah. Kimberly, you want to add?
Yeah. I think the excitement is there, because I do, at the end of the day, take the kids out to the buses and they're coming out. I got my sticker. I can count to 20. You know, normally they're not coming out telling you that, right? But now that badge has reinforced, I know this skill. I am good at this skill. And they're excited. So I just think they took ownership of their education now. And that's what we want. That's the best way for us to learn, is when we own it.
It's like they're excited to toot their own horn, so to speak. Yes. Hey, look what I did, you know, and take that home to mom and dad, and you look at that sticker book or put it up on the refrigerator or something. It's like in a sense of accomplishment, you know, and And
it gives our parents too an opportunity to have something to talk about with their children at night, because their understanding of their learning process and their goals, they can talk to mom and dad, like you said, or tell their principal when they're leaving the school. I was able to do this, and their excitement's really encouraging.
I remember those dinner conversations with my parents. How was your school? How was your day today, Tom? What did you do in school? You know, it was good. But if this adds a little bit more, and then the parents are interactive too, because they're up to speed. They kind of know what's going on, and they're part of the too. So it's like everybody. And then plus, if it's a team badge, you know, my classmates, we did this today, it makes them a little bit more exciting, and instead of the yes and no answers. So
I think it's also nice that it's a little bit flexible for teachers too. Instead of, you know, today's the day you have your math test, or today's the day, and in kindergarten doesn't necessarily work like that, but teachers can be flexible. They might know when a certain student is ready to say, hey, come over to my desk to check on their progress for badging. So I think it lends itself to be flexible for the students for when they're badging, and to never feel defeated if they're not ready yet. Everyone can be badging at a different time, which is nice.
And one last question for both of you. What do you hope this program will accomplish?
I hope it builds excitement about our early learning. I hope it builds a sense of open communication between our parents and our teachers, and that our students are a part of that learning process, understanding what they need to learn and share that with them.
Kimberly?
And to be better prepared when they move to the next grade. You know, I am so excited about this program. I think that it is just changing the way we're looking at education. And we've been doing some things the same way, especially in those lower grades.
Yeah.
Like Susie said, a lot of change hasn't occurred in preschool and kindergarten. But now this is exciting. And I think it can, you know, we're going to be working to improve it and just
think outside the box,
Yes. Something
different. It's refreshing. It's not the same old, and I think that's great. Get those sticker books ready and get those badges going. So Susie Liebscher and Kimberly Stevenson, thank you for being with us here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
And we're going to take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. In our Plus segment this morning, we are featuring the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings focus on keeping the faith. In our first reading from the book of Exodus, Moses instructs Joshua to keep the fight with the enemy, and with the help of his brother Aaron and their companion Hur, Moses holds up his staff throughout the battle, and the enemy is defeated. And this story is a reminder about how important it is to support each other through difficult moments. And then second letter to Timothy, St. Paul writes from prison and encourages Timothy and others to really persevere and keep the faith. In the Gospel of Luke, we hear the persisting widow who does not give up asking for justice to the unjust judge. And the judge eventually gives in and grants her request. So this parable of the widow and the judge is a great reminder not to throw in the towel, but to hang in there and to keep the faith. Keep praying and don't give up. And God is faithful and will respond to all of our needs and will respond. In hanging in there. Sometimes with the ups and downs and twists and turns and our challenges, sometimes we just want to throw in the towel. So hang in there, keep the faith, and all three readings focus on hanging in there. So thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. I would like to thank Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh for sponsoring our program. This is your host, Father Tom Burke, and we will be back in 2 weeks here on KDK Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.